Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I am Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump is giving himself high marks 3 months into his White House tenure. Trump boasted no administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days, but surveys show American voters mostly have a negative view of his performance. Trump has edged up in favorability ratings after launching a missile attack on Syria 2 weeks ago in response to a chemical weapons attack on Syrian civilians. But the Gallup poll says voters still view his presidency negatively by a 52-42% margin. But the Kinnipiac University poll pegs a president's negative to positive rating at 56%-40%. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announces in Jakarta, Indonesia, Thursday that President Donald Trump will attend 3 summits in Asia in November. Pence is on the latest leg of a 10-day tour of Asia. He says Trump plans to attend the U.S.-ASEAN and the East Asia summits in the Philippines and the APEC summit in Vietnam. After meeting with the Secretary General of ASEAN, Pence said the Trump administration will collaborate with ASEAN to promote peace and stability in the South China Sea to ensure unimpeded flow of commerce in the area. The sidewalk along the south fence of the White House was closed permanently Wednesday. The decision follows several incidents of people jumping the fence around the White House. Secret Service explained in the statement the restriction is part of the ongoing comprehensive review of temporary and permanent security measures at the complex. Secret Service Communications Director told local radio station WTOP that the closure was not in response to any specific threat. This is VOA News.